Happy holidays from
Merseyland Alternative Radio. The Rock Goes On.
This is the Lee Morrison Show.
The voice of youth! They're still wearing flared trousers!
George Harrison and What Is Life? What is life? Don't ask me, mate. I'm just here to play some music. My name's Lee Morrison and this is Merseyland Alternative Radio on 1386 kHz. And this is our Christmas broadcast and we're going right through to the new year, by which time we'll be just about ready to crash out until Easter.
Season's greetings.
MAR 1386.
Here's Barclay James Harvest, and this seems quite appropriate for the winter solstice because it's about the Egyptian sun god, Ra.
Thank you.
This is the Lee Morrison Show.
Highly illogical.
Barclay James Harvest from October on, and the first mix of Ra. Quite appropriate, a prayer to the sun in the middle of winter. So, as I mentioned, this is MAR's extended Christmas broadcast. We're going right through to the new year. And I just want to thank our highly talented and devoted engineering staff who are making all of this possible.
Where's that chief engineer?
I don't know. I've just broadcast a message for him to come back.
Oh, well, that's no good. He won't have heard that. This transmitter's only got a range of half a mile, and that's dependent on which way the wind's blowing.
Oh.
And by the smell of you, Jack, the wind's blowing from the wrong direction.
Well, I don't know where he's got to.
Look, we'd never have had this trouble if you'd... I told you to make sure that the chief engineer was kept chained to the wall of this dungeon.
I'm sorry.
Anyway, he knows it's time to feed the transmitter. Look, we'll have to feed it ourselves. Stand back and come here. Pass me those cans of beef. Right, here. Here, boy. Here. There, that's a nice transmitter. There. Whoa, steady on. Steady on, I said. Another grab like that and you'll get my boot up your tubes. There. There, boy. Last one coming up. There, that's a nice transmitter. There, there. Feel better now, do you? Hey? Oh, that's very nice, that is.
You'd have thought it would have said thank you.
Oh, God.
Merry Christmas from
Mercyland Alternative Radio.
Here's 10cc.
Be a boss, I wanna be a big boss, I wanna boss the world around, I wanna be the biggest boss that ever bossed the world around. I wanna do it right, I wanna do it right away, I wanna do it right now, I wanna do it right away, I wanna do it now.
Don't wanna be a dancer in a ball show ballet. Don't wanna work for daddy in daddy's shop, okay, I get confused. Confused. I get a pain up the Ian Shirley Temple.
Come along.
A brand new world will rise from the ashes, and thereupon, a rock Titanic, I'll cast a giant shadow on the face of the deep, and never again will they dare to call me a freckled, spotty, specky, four-eyed, weenie, little creep.
Boss the world around.
I wanna be a boss, I wanna be a big boss, I wanna boss the world around, I wanna be the biggest boss that ever bossed the world around. I wanna be a boss, I wanna be a big boss, I wanna boss the world around, I wanna be the biggest boss that ever bossed the world around.
This is the Lee Morrison Show.
You're rather a smart young lad, aren't you? Who is someone like you to feed the pantomime horse?
10cc, I want to rule the world. Now here's something you don't want to be doing.
It was a really relaxed decision to make. It was three bottles of beer, just get in the car and drive 2 miles down the road and you'll be absolutely fine. I was breathalyzed, I tested positive for alcohol. I was probably in the cell for a couple of hours, but it felt like an absolute eternity because at that point you start to think about all manner of different things. I didn't know if they were going to contact my employer. I didn't know if they would still have my mother and father's address. I mean, all these things were going on and I just felt like scum, to be honest.
Don't drink and drive, think.
I hope you like our specially commissioned Christmas jingles. We spend a lot of money trying to make them sound like we just cut and pasted them cheaply. Okay, this is Procol Harum and Grand Hotel.
Tonight we sleep on silken sheets. We drink fine wine and eat rare meat. Ungambling state, I thought you'd speak and dissipate. It's candlelight and chandelier, it's silver plate and crystal clear. Serenade and sound.
The Merseyland Alternative Radio.
Miss Rigby? Stella, my love? Would you send in the next auditioner, please? Mr. Spigot, I believe it is. Mr. Spigot, please. Mr. Spigot?
Yes, Spigot, the name, Spigot by name, Spigot by nature.
Oh, good, yes. Well, if you'd like to remain motionless for a moment. Mr. Spigot, you are auditioning, are you not, for the part of Tarzan?
Right.
Now, Mr. Spigot, I couldn't help noticing, almost at once, that you are a one-legged person.
You noticed that?
When you've been in the business as long as I have, Mr. Spigot, you get to notice these little things almost instinctively. Now, Mr. Spigot, you, a one-legged man, are applying for the role of Tarzan.
Right.
A role that traditionally involves the use of a two-legged actor.
True.
And yet you, a unidexter, applying for the role.
Definitely.
A role for which two legs would seem to be the minimum requirement. Well, Mr. Spigot, need I point out to you where your deficiency lies as regards landing the role?
Yes, I think you ought to.
Need I say with overmuch emphasis that it is in the leg division that you are deficient?
The leg division?
The leg division, Mr. Spigot.
The leg division.
The leg division. You are deficient in it to the tune of one. Your right leg, I like. I like your right leg. It's a lovely leg for the role. That's what I said when I saw it come in. I said, lovely leg for the role. Lovely leg for the role. I've got nothing against your right leg. The trouble is, neither have you. You fall down on your left.
You mean it's inadequate?
It's inadequate, Mr. Spigot, and to my mind, at any rate, the British public is not yet ready for the sight of a one-legged ape man swinging through the jungly tendrils. However, don't despair, Mr. Spigot. After all, you score over a man with no legs at all. I mean, should a legless man come in here demanding the role, I should have no hesitation in saying, get out, run away.
So there's still a chance?
There is still a very good chance, Mr. Spigot. If we get no two-legged character actors in here within the next 18 months, there is every chance that you, a unidexter, will be the very type of person we shall probably, in some way, be attempting at some time to contact telephonically. I'm sorry I can't be more definite, but you must understand what with all the difficulties of the B.O. Grocer's
Peter Cook once described that as the best thing he ever wrote, and I can hardly argue with him. That's Peter Cook and Dudley Moore and One Leg Too Few. Of course, it does lose a little something when you can't actually see Dudley Moore hopping around on one leg, but I think you get the general idea. And before that, you heard Procol Harum and Grand Hotel, which could very well be my nickname for this little coal bunker in which I'm recording my programme right now. Must be devotion or something. I'm doing it all for Merseyland Alternative Radio, and don't forget you can hear us on the internet at mar1386.com in pristine stereo. And on the website you'll find all sorts of other information about the station and the great city of Liverpool. If you want to contact us for no other reason than because you can, then why not send us an email at mar@rock.com or even a text at 07504 464 678. That's 07504 464 678. Go on, go crazy, like heart. This is the Lee Morrison Show.
He's crazy.
Every time I think about it, I wanna cry. With bombs in the dead, and
My name is Lee Morrison, and yes, I am quite proud of it, thank you, and you're listening to Merseyland Alternative Radio. You just heard Heart and Crazy on You, and up next is Manfred Mann's Earth Band. This one's called Don't Kill It, Carol.
Carol, won't you let this flower grow? In the season of Christmas, from all of us to you,
may your new year be the best.
Year be the best.
Us happiness,
happiness,
the best of good
health, and even just a bit of wealth.
Merry
Christmas and Happy New Year.
Merseyland Alternative Radio.
That's probably the nearest thing you're going to get to a Christmas carol on the programme. Manfred Mann's Earth Band and Don't Kill It Carol. And up next is Rush. This is the Lee Morrison Show.
But does your granny wear a bowler? Side saddle. Then you're my man.
Yes, Rush, and Between the Wheels, you're listening to Lee Morrison on Merseyland Alternative Radio. And now we pause for a public information broadcast.
It's when you get back in here and the door's shut. That's when it hits you. To begin with, you don't want to speak to no one. You're just thinking about what you're going to do that week. And you think about how long it's going to be till you can do them things again. Things that you won't be rolling with your guys no more. You won't be wearing all them clothes no more. You can't even spit bars on the track no more. Are you going to have to live life like that from now on?
Murder with a firearm carries a life sentence. Don't blow your life away. Trident. StopTheGuns.org.
I can always recall the best times of all. Christmas with family and friends.
And it's always pleasing to hear songs of the season. The feeling never ends.
Merseyland Alternative Radio, the rock of the north.
This is the Lee Morrison Show on MAR's Christmas broadcast, continuing with Emerson, Lake and Palmer.
Thank you.
That's Emerson, Lake and Palmer and Tiger in a Spotlight. And now we go back a few years, but still in the 70s, with Genesis featuring Peter Gabriel, and this one's called Seven Stones.
The old man laughter, the
This is the Lee Morrison Show.
Like a nice junior for stew.
Should old acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind? Here's a toast to you and yours from M.A.R.
That's Genesis and Seven Stones, and I'm Lee Morrison, and I'm considerably more than seven stones. And that's almost it for today. I'll be back hopefully tomorrow and throughout this Christmas broadcast. I'm going to leave you now with a bloke who looks like a hotel inspector but might in fact be a spoon salesman. Till next time, stay tuned to MAR.
Right, said Fred, both of us together, one each end and steady as we go. Tried to shift it, couldn't even lift it. We was getting nowhere, and so we had a cup of tea. And right said Fred, give a shout for Charlie. Up comes Charlie from the floor below. After straining, heaving and complaining, we was getting nowhere, and so we had a cup of tea. And Charlie had a think, and he thought we ought to take off all the handles and the things what held the candles. But it did no good, well I never thought it would. All right, said Fred, have to take the feet off to get them feet off, wouldn't take a mo. Took its feet off, even took the seat off. Should have got us somewhere, but no. So Fred said, let's have another cup of tea, and we said, righto. All right, said Fred, have to take the door off. Need more space to shift the so-and-so. Had bad twinges, taking off the inches, and it got us nowhere, and so we had a cup of tea. And right, said Fred, have to take the wall down, that there wall is gonna have to go. Took the wall down, even with it all down, we was getting nowhere, and so we had a cup of tea. And Charlie had a think, and he said, look, Fred, I've got a sort of feeling. If we remove the ceiling with a rope or two, we could drop the bladder through. All right, said Fred, climbing up a ladder with his crowbar, gave a mighty blow. Was he in trouble? Half a ton of rubble landed on the top of his dome. So Charlie and me had another cup of tea, and then we went home. I said to Charlie, we'll just have to leave it standing on the landing, that's all. You see, the trouble with Fred is he's too hasty. Now, you never get nowhere if you're too hasty.